This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
So I want to talk really quickly. The book is called Don't Buy a Duck, Stop Wasting Money and Only Do the Marketing That Works. It's like a 100-page book. It gets to the point. It talks about it. But I also have heard you mention, like, when you get a new client and stuff, the first thing you tell them is go read this and go through the process. Can you talk a little bit about exactly what this book is and where it's going to take readers?
So the education process of understanding how we work, and we have a unique approach that we take, and there's a lot of great agencies out there, but our niche is different, and I carved it out very intentionally so that, just like I just talked about a minute ago, about understanding where it's open in the market, that's what we found. So the book really is, it starts, the Don't Buy a Duck is about me being an 8-year-old and driving around in that, I think it was a 1978 Oldsmobile station wagon in Northwest Arkansas. My mom had a vehicle, one of those vehicles that automatically turns when it sees a yard sale, whether you need something or not. And so we turned one day and my brother and I each had $5, and I talked him into letting me spend it for him wisely. He was my older brother. And we went around the corner at this church estate sale, and there was a duck. It had a little string on its webbed foot, and all the sense of an 8-year-old, my mind said, I said, I have to have that. It all made sense. The stars aligned. I had purpose. And I said, Mom, that's my duck. And it was $10. That's how I got my brother to pitch in $5. And she said, are you sure you want to do that? And she knew something I didn't. Yeah. And I said, I got to have it. So we put it in a cardboard box, put it in the back of the station wagon. And within minutes, you know, that feeling you get after you've made a purchase, and small business owners can especially relate to this. If you've made an advertising purchase, or maybe you went and bought at least a car you shouldn't have bought, or you went and bought a big flat screen TV, or you got some new office furniture, or you signed up for a pool in your backyard or whatever it is, and you signed it, you had wanted it, you got it, and then you had that, you know, that creeping sick feeling that, yes, you get in your stomach. We can all relate to it, especially when we've bought some bad advertising. That's the first time I ever had that feeling. And when I had that feeling, that duck flew out of the box like an albatross. To an 8-year-old, it felt like an albatross in the car. So we dropped it off at the neighbor's pond. We named him Quackers. He lived with the neighbors. And that was my first lesson. And that's kind of the premise of the book, is saying, hey, that's my coining of it. When I talk to clients, I say, let's not buy a duck. Let's look through. Let's think it through. Let's make sure it's something that we're going to keep, that we're going to be happy we took. And if you bought a duck, that's fine. We have some strategies for returning it, or for getting rid of it, or bartering it. And so the book lays that initial premise. And then I talk about the identity crisis.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.